For the first time in a long time, recording for Inatip.com because I have decided to stop being an inside cat and actually attend the film festival this year. And as always, my first hurdle is the website. After hitting my struggle bus, trying to become a member again, I realized who better to revisit the magic that is the TIFF.net approach to navigation. Then Lindsay, one of my favorite curly-haired, bespectacled UX people. You'd think there wouldn't be that many, but there's a lot. But you're definitely number one.
I think it's a pre-qualification.
I think so. It's a weird subset of UX people that they are very much of the same template.
Did we do this last time? I think we talked about curly hair and glasses last time. We
Yeah,
should.
I think we did.
Something new, maybe this time.
Yeah.
What else? What else do you know about UX people?
They always make me feel inattentive to my surroundings because they notice things I don't.
Okay. I
Yeah.
don't know that I do that, but we'll see. We'll
Yeah.
see.
I think the finding the best position in any environment, like our spot where we sit at the back of the comic book store.
That is optimized. Yeah, that's
Yeah.
true. Yeah.
Yeah. It's very, and chairs for two more, like Friendly Giant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. In front of the fireplace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when we go to TCAF, I find like when we move through the space, you sort of have a good approach to like when we line up for the little room and
You gotta be efficient because like there's a lot there, and yeah,
it
I
was
need to do the speed rounds and then go back. Right.
yeah, this year was even more crowded than last year
Oh yeah, sorry, I've
because
already
of the
missed it.
weather. Yeah.
Oh
Because
no.
last year the weather was kind of trash
Yeah.
and it was maybe only the second year after things had reopened, but this year it was bananas.
Really?
Yeah.
How was the upstairs room? The lineup to get into
The
that one.
lineup was like all the way, like waited a few times to see if it would die down, and it didn't, and it was like all the way along the back wall, through the shelves, like much further back than
Yikes.
where we lined up for it at any of the times we were together. Yeah, but it moved at least.
Yeah.
And when you're in that room, it's well ventilated. So that was good. But yeah, it was harder to get around the side, the narrow side on the second floor that has just like a few tables,
Oh yeah.
just
Yeah,
because the
yeah, yeah.
crowds are so much thicker this year. So
Oh yeah, so you have to kind of weave in and out of the bookshelves to like see what's
yeah.
happening. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's still good. But yeah, I just find usually going to new physical spaces with you, I feel like you have a way of
Safe.
navigating.
I can be your guide.
Yes. Waypoint finding, I don't know. It's a whole thing. You instinctually find things. So let's
So what are
re
we finding today
today and I'm going to sort of go for similar activities
then?
as we did last time because it's been a while.
Okay.
Some things have changed on the site since before the
So
panda bear. Some things haven't. But I would say my first like question would be for you coming here, how do you find out when the festival is?
Okay, but wait, can I just talk for a second about where was that thing that first came up? Those, not that one.
So there's like a bunch of carousels promoting films that are
Films,
either
yeah.
going on
Like
now.
this I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Like it's very like clean. And where was that one? Oh my God, there was like a horror one that was like really calling to me. This one,
Yeah. Oddity.
Oddity. Yeah,
Yeah.
like
And
I
it's
just that I'm like, oh, I like this.
instead of the
So.
carousel being sort of like the dots on the bottom, it is giving us like
The side
the side.
navigation, which like
Yeah.
me, I was like, without clicking on that, actually, I was like, is this going to be that, are we back in parallax world again? Because I really don't like that, where, you go down and then some of them have that menu on the left-hand side. And when you're in parallax and it's like, it zooms you back and forth between the sections of the site. I hate that. So I thought it was going to be that.
Yeah.
So
And then
it's a
once you
different
pick
one.
something, then it stays on it, which is
I but
nice.
here's the thing that I want to ask about this, because I've been like this past year, what's been like drilled into my skull is accessibility, and I feel like this is wildly inaccessible from the point of view of there's no labels. Now, I don't know if they've got like some ARIA labels in the background, so if I was using a screen reader, but like for somebody who maybe can't process sort of what this is, what these sort of little squares, rectangles are on the side. Like it might be nice to have a little label there for people to know what that actually is, because I think most might not know that. But visually, when I just like see this, like I was very drawn to like, oh, Oddity, I want to see that movie because it's just a nice big visual with nothing else clouding it.
Now, here's the thing. I've been on the site multiple times in the last month and a half, sort of reintegrating to my parasocial relationship with this festival. And I didn't even notice those little
So
rectangles
you
to the
probably just
right.
scrolled down and you went like, oh, so there's only one movie they're promoting. Because it isn't obvious that that's what that does. So number one, if that's, I know that you didn't ask me about that, but it's just I'm telling you first impressions. I also wonder, it looks like they put a bit, this is super geeky, but it looks like they put a bit of a gradient behind this menu at the top. But I wonder, like, depending on what image, well, let's try it. Like, if I have a lighter image, is it going to be hard to see what those navigation items are?
Or do they deliberately not pick? Well, I mean, this one you can see through.
I think they probably think about maybe what images they're using to make sure that that still stands out. And it's a pretty bold font, so it's probably not too bad. Oh, but see, this starts to get a little tickets and gets a little bit muddled now when it's on that sort of white. So I can see that being a, that's always a challenge with any kind of like hero kind of area. Okay, sorry, what did you ask me?
When is
When
the
is
film festival?
the film
Something that
fest?
you should be able to find out, I'd say, pretty easily on
Okay,
the
when is it?
website.
So if I'm me, right? And I navigate things very differently, like, oh, actually, sorry, I'm just noticing the search, like that's really, I wouldn't have noticed that until just now. Like that's kind of buried there. So if I had to search for anything, that might be difficult. So okay, so I'm me. Oh, here's the thing. Here's somebody who should have on the show one time is Dave. His like way of navigating websites is like insane. And so like he's a good person to do this with because he'd be like, I don't know where to go. And he'd just get so frustrated. But anyway, where would I go? So festival, when is it? So there's two places when I look at this navigation. I assume that either, you know, maybe it's one of the first things. Okay, let me scroll the homepage. Oh, your scroll is backwards to me anyway. Okay. So
I'm left-handed. A lot of stuff on my computer,
no, you
so
know what? Everybody likes the natural scroll. I
yeah,
like the weird one that,
like the bowl.
yeah. Anyway, so I'm just scrolling through. So maybe if I'm somebody, I might scroll through and be like, okay, when is it happening? Blah, 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 blah. But most of the time I would just go to the navigation at the top. So I'm gonna say it's either gonna be About Us or Festival. Probably not About Us, because I'm gonna guess that's more about like, you know, who they are, what they're all about.
And they transform the way we see the world through film.
Good. Oh, you did. Good. You've read that page.
I've sat in many, 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 many intros.
Okay, so I'm gonna go to festival. Let's just see what happens here. Okay, so about TIFF submissions, meet the programmers. So again, I'm gonna assume it's about TIFF because that makes the most sense. Okay, and there's the date, September 5th to the 15th.
There
So
we go.
that's what I've
And it is an
expected.
improvement over last
I
time.
can't even remember where was it last time.
You know what? Let's just.
Did they listen to you and change it?
I don't.
Did we make recommendations even?
I've made rec A lot of people have made recommendations. Listen, I understand. This is semi not for profit. They're dealing with government stuff. They're technically government employees, kind of. Like, they have a very small digital team.
And
They
it's
definitely
hard to manage this stuff. Like there's so much that,
have probably worked with external design or marketing agencies that have not ever had to use the site to buy tickets. The kind of people who are they probably consult with are the kind of people who get comps. And they aren't like me, like trying to get 30 tickets like on their birthday during their purchase window with sitting with their laptop on their lap on the 500 level
Yeah,
at
you're like a.
Dodger Stadium, which is literally something that happened one year. My window was the same day I had my friend came to visit me and I had tickets for my birthday to a baseball game. And I was like, if I don't buy tickets during my window, I won't get half of the movies that I want to get. So I definitely need to buy them, but I also need to go to this baseball game. So I brought my laptop to the Sky Dome, and then the time when like my window to get my tickets came up, I like literally like left my seat and then just sat like by one of the hot dog areas and like use this website. Like that was the
So
most excruciating
you're
experience. Like I have
okay,
like
but you're
unlocked hardcore mode on this, and that's why I like, as I was doing that, I was like, first of all, this is the last year I'll ever buy tickets for anybody else, because that was what was also super stressful. Because as a member, you get like a slightly earlier window. So I used to buy tickets for friends, and I was like, I can't, like, even if it's just like 5 or 10, like this level of stress, I can like deal with like my tickets end up like it gets screwed up, but I can't deal with the whims of like when they give me a window, what else I have going on in my life, where else I have to be, and then also getting tickets for other people. Like it's too much. And the timer countdown of like
Okay.
the basket.
So,
I'm getting PTSD just talking about
okay.
this.
So
Thank God this is strong beer.
you're a power user, first of all,
Yeah.
and you're like have high expectations. So you are probably unlike most of
No,
the
I have
people.
low expectations, and I plan for it to crash, for there to be problems, for it
Oh,
to,
right. Okay. So you're making assumptions, yes,
yeah.
but your expectations of what it should be are maybe a lot higher than what the average person coming here to buy a few tickets or whatever imagine, right?
Absolutely.
So this is good. You're gonna dive deep into like, how they can improve this for people like you who maybe are buying tons of tickets, which maybe
Yeah.
is a good thing, but
Or even someone like you who literally your job is like, how should people build sites?
right. Which
And
I mean, we can talk about that because I don't know that I should be responsible for how people should make websites. Like I have some expertise, but I don't know every person in the world. So sometimes I'm like, am I even qualified for this job?
I think you're more qualified than many.
Maybe. Maybe many, yeah.
There we go.
Okay. Good. I
All
feel
right.
better.
So
What's next?
next activity would be how much, actually, just you want to buy tickets for the festival.
Okay, so I'm gonna
How do you do that?
go back to the home here and pretend I just came here. Ooh, and
Yeah.
there's an ad for Peroni. I must know that we're drinking beer because it's giving us an ad for beer. I don't know how I knew
Yeah,
that,
even
but
though I use Safari, I still like my computer doesn't creep on me as much as when I use Chrome, but Safari, she's a gentle creep.
well, I mean, there
Yeah.
might be listening.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to buy tickets. Okay, so am I buying tickets for the festival or
You want to know
like
if you can buy tickets for the festival.
okay, so maybe I'd go to, let's see, tickets, I guess. I mean, let's just see ticket pricing. Let's go get tickets. Oh, okay, so to buy tickets for TIFF Lightbox, click here. Tickets for TIFF go on sale the general public if you remember. Okay.
So right now we're looking
Okay.
at a modal listener, and this is a new addition. Before, in the before time, the tickets link literally just went to tickets for like current movies at the Lightbox, and then the information about tickets for the festival were only buried within the festival nav. So this is actually an
This is, yeah.
improvement, although it's a bit of a disruptive flow.
No, but it makes sense,
Yeah.
right? Because otherwise I get it, right? They have a checkout that's different for the Lightbox tickets versus TIFF, and there's a whole like series of things that goes on about this. So
No,
this
this
is,
is much better than what there was
yeah, this
before.
tells me like what I need to know. It's like, okay, if I'm wanting to just buy tickets for Lightbox, sure, but if I want this is like the information I need to know when it goes on sale and when I can get them, and there's more information. There's like a help call to action. So I think it's fine. I think the other place, yes, the other place I was gonna go, secondary place, was gonna be festival. So if I go to festival in the nav here, okay, so that's interesting. There's nothing about tickets there, which is probably because right now they're not selling any, but it might be nice to have also an area in there is like something that mentions, how to buy tickets for the festival.
Right, because there was a
Right.
link within that
Oh
modal.
yeah, let's go see where that goes.
In theory,
Yep,
the
yep, yep.
destination for that link, it should also be one of
Click here
the.
for dates. Well, this is just going to the dates though.
And now we're
So,
back
oh,
at
and
the
it's,
same
yeah, just the dates.
landing
Yeah.
page.
Yeah. So there probably should be a better handling of like information of, oh, here, ticket information. Okay. So I would probably just suggest, because this is great, festival tickets. Here's what it costs, whatever. Actually, there's a lot here. Oh, this is okay. All right. Sorry. We're on the, what are we on here? We're on the, what page did I go to here? I guess I'm in, I don't know, the dates page, key
Yeah.
dates and ticket information. There's two tabs. And I went to the festival tickets So ticket information tab.
And I'm going to say that ticket information tab did not jump out at me even my first few visits here. Because
Well,
I landed on the key dates, I read all of that stuff.
it's a
And then you
different.
get down, but that little sub nav doesn't travel with you.
Yeah, it
So
would be
if
good
you're, yeah.
if it was sticky nav, but I realize they also have this kind of is doing us like sorry, this meaning the top nav, the main navigation is kind of doing a little bit of a whoo hoo, but not to say you couldn't. Did you like that sound effect?
Yeah.
Not to say that you couldn't have this stick to the top, like the key dates and ticket information for sure. And also it's not there, this is a design pattern that people are using, a very clean design pattern that's like doesn't look like tabs anymore, right? So there's but there should be I would again from an accessibility point of view, we're just coloring in to from orange to black, and that probably that orange on white isn't even accessible because of the contrast. So I would at least have sometimes like when you're on a current tab, you would have like a line or some indication of which one, like something other than just the font color changing, but
Then there's so much scrolling, and then we have like all the
so then
space
yeah.
before and after, like the tabs, and then the big festival
I you
pickup
know I'm
heading.
okay with that. Like white space is nice, right? It gives you the freedom to like I don't mind that, but what I'm looking at here is like this me not knowing something, like there's a lot of options here that I'm not really like curated experiences. Okay. So this is what was I this is tickets, right? Festival tickets. I this is a little bit overwhelming. So okay, so let me just see if I can parse this if I go through it. So there's a lot of boxes on here, listeners that have prices and then things, and they all say curated, even though they're under a heading called curated. So I don't know why it needs to say curated on every box, but anyway, that's it's probably because it's a card design that they've made. Okay, there's individuals. Okay, so the curated experiences has buzz list, opening night, closing night, midnight madness, in conversation with, gala presentations, people's choice or screening. There's a lot of stuff here. Can I rate films with curated ticket packages? Okay.
And we're not
So,
going to talk about the price point,
yeah, no.
but it bears mentioning the one new curated package here is People's Choice Award screening. So listener, if you've attended the festival before, or if you're even just one of those people who lives local, and maybe the only thing you ever do is go and line up for the People's Choice Award screening that they have on the last day of the festival. Now that's no longer going to be free for everyone. So it used to be
Oh.
they have the awards, they announce who wins the People's Choice, and then they have like an extra screening of that film, and people line up to see it.
Okay.
And like people line up before it's even announced who wins, but it's usually by the end of the festival, you know, like what's in the running for it.
Okay.
So they've added a new curated kind of pre-purchase ticket for that, which it's $28, and this is something that you used to be able to see for free. So
Okay, but can I be, play the devil's advocate for somebody like me, right? Who doesn't do what you do? I look at that and I'm like, well, it's going to cost me $20 to see whatever film I want to see. So, if I'm not going to review cinema, but for that, I'd be like, yeah, I'd pay $28 and just like take my chances and then just go see it. Like, if that's right, or do I have to pay for a membership and then,
No.
yeah. So to me,
Well, actually, to get
that's
the
actually pretty good.
curated package, you would have to also be a member. So
Oh,
that's
I
the other
would.
thing. It's like,
Oh,
so that if you
okay.
go back
So let's see.
up, become a TIFF member to get access.
Available to TIFF members.
Yeah.
Okay. So I feel like that is lost. I did not see that because I'm looking at this and I'm like, oh, I can go to an opening night film for 130. Like that doesn't seem too bad, right? But you have to be a member to get these curated packages. So,
Yeah.
I
And
mean,
I can
I get from
understand
a
the
business perspective
struggle.
that like this is like a way to give people some options, and
Yeah.
so it makes sense, but I think just purely UX wise, I wouldn't have thought that I had to be a member to get these experiences because it, yeah,
Because they're not
okay,
cheap. It seems like you're paying enough already.
right,
But on top of paying this much per ticket, you also have to
pay for the
be a
membership.
member.
What's okay? Well, we'll go to the membership after. Okay, so Individual tickets, which is what I would be interested in, or ticket bundles. So I go and it's at the very bottom of the page. Single tickets available, blah, blah, blah. Become a member to get first access to single tickets. Okay, so this, I'm a little bit confused where I'm like, okay, so individual tickets, they tell me when they're available too, so that's great. So I would think I can just come and then, buy a ticket during those dates.
If you're a member.
Well, no. Oh, available to members, right, by level. Okay, so I can't buy them. I can't buy them. TIFF members, so I can't buy tickets unless I'm a member. Is that what it's saying? I think that's what
Yeah,
it's saying.
and then to the public starting August 26th.
Wait. Oh, right. Okay, sorry, I missed that. Into the public. Yeah, I would almost like have individual tickets. I'd be like for me like have two sections for members, for individuals, just so that it's very obvious, like
I think
what I'm.
so.
Yeah, that would be
Yeah.
better. Okay, and maybe across the board, like maybe you have. I know they already have tabs here with these festival tickets, but maybe there's like a like maybe you have just more of like members and then like public, and then you see like two different pages or whatever it is. Screens with that information on it so that it's pretty obvious.
Here's the thing. I understand why they show this stuff to everyone because if somebody's confused or they're like, why can't I buy this? If they call or whatever, then someone will tell them you have to be a member. So they're creating that FOMO, that desire, that
Yeah,
whatever.
they want you to see what you're going to get as a member for
Yeah.
sure. Yeah.
And for people who may know something that's coming, certain things like the In Conversations with, I don't know if it was last Wrestle Festival before, Taylor Swift had a film. And then accompanied with that, there was an In Conversation With, which is like her just talking to whatever programmer. And those were like, it was similar to people trying to get tickets to one of her concerts. Like there's the regular TIFF kind of like, oh, I really want to see this movie. Like what movies start to get buzzy in the week you can't get tickets for? And then there was that, which was like a whole other experience. So I can also imagine people who like maybe bumped up against that and they know that there's always like going to be at least one of those might think, oh, I can just get a pass for all the In Conversations With. But
But
to
no,
do
you have
that,
to
you
be
have
a
to be a
member.
member. But is it worth it if you
Can I
think
click on these
perhaps
too?
I want
No,
to
I
do that?
can't. Okay.
No, you can't click on them. They're just there for info. Yeah.
Because it says ticket. Oh, festival tickets. Yeah. Okay. So to buy them, well,
Yeah.
obviously I have to
Yeah,
pre.
even if
I
they
think.
had like some sort of like a card flip when you clicked on it, like become a member or whatever. And like also showing these to people where I think some of these may even be sold out already and like the window to buy them early.
Like there's
Like,
no call to action at all, so I don't really know what I'm
yeah,
supposed to
it's
do.
super misleading. Still
I mean,
having it
it
here.
does say ticket information, to be fair. So like it is just saying this is the information. It's not saying you can buy anything.
Yeah.
I
But like,
wonder when it comes time to like buy that these will all have buy now
yeah. Do
things.
they all still have inventory available? Like these have been on sale for over a month for
Have
like
they though?
members.
No,
Yeah.
they're not. It's not on sale. Oh, is it on sale?
Yeah. For members, if you go back up to the top, yeah.
Oh yeah, June 12th. Okay. Yeah. And to Visa cardholders. Wait. If I have a Visa, I don't have to be a member?
I think, I'm not sure if it's all visas or just fancy
Oh, just the
visas.
Visa TIFF
It might be all
card.
visas. Or it might be,
Because I have a Visa.
so you might be able to buy
So
it.
then but how?
I'm not sure.
Let's try it.
Yeah.
Visa. Okay, so what if I want to buy it? Let's say I want to buy this one we talked about, the People's Choice.
How do you buy
How
it?
do I buy it if I have a Visa card?
That's a great question.
Because we went to tickets already and it already said I can't.
But there was that modal. Let's go back to
That's what I'm
that.
saying. Get
Yeah.
tickets. Click here for dates. That's it. For the general public on August 26th. So if you're a member, or purchase a ticket package, click here for dates. Well, I did. That's where we were. But there's no way. Oh, wait. Does this tell me anything about the visa? Nothing. Wait, because I'm not a member. Yeah, so that
But it
visa.
said if you had a visa.
Yeah, but that's not a member. So this is only for members. So
But it might be. Who knows?
Did we
There used to
okay?
be
Should I
stuff I
read
could do
it?
with my visa. Yeah.
Oh, hold on, hold on. Yeah, I don't realize.
Resell for Visa card
There we go.
holders.
So there's a table. Where am I at here? People that we're talking about here. Oh, key dates. So we're in the key dates tab now. And it says curated ticket package pre-sale for Visa card holders was June 19th. I can't click on it. Has a hover state. So I don't know what I would do. Yeah, I don't
I love that for them. Here's the thing,
I'm
listener.
stuck.
They have made improvements.
Yeah. Oh
Like
no, for
that
sure.
modal, big win. Even like the dates and the tickets info, like in the little sort of tab where before there was this weird, like sort of three-layer nested top navigation.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I kind of remember that, yeah.
So there have definitely been improvements. But this is the part where I feel like I'm going to say conservatively, I would estimate they could easily have at least 10% more of these packages available through presale if stuff was easier to find. Now, how did you get here?
Okay, I just went to shoot. Now I forgot what I did here. Oh, I went to become a member. Yeah.
And now we're at a
So.
completely new screen that has Welcome to TIFF membership. And we have three fat, juicy CTAs right at the top. July free
What's
trial.
that? Let's go look at it. Benefits of a TIFF individual membership. Huh. So, what do I get with this free trial? 1 month free trial. Really? Do it all year round. Wait, so for $0 I can go see two movies?
At the regular like box.
Oh, okay. What's the catch? Membership trial provides all benefits of individual TIFF membership. But like,
For just the month of July.
which there's no movies for TIFF. So really it's just a free trial of it.
But to get people
Oh,
at the
sorry.
light box and
Light
sort of
box membership.
like
Yeah, okay.
figure stuff
Gotcha.
out.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm sure the minute you sign up for it, then you'll enter a whole new marketing
Yeah, sorry.
automation
And I'm in the
brain.
mind space of like TIFF membership means you are a TIFF member of the festival, not like TIFF membership of
Yeah.
the TIFF website, like all year round in TIFF Lightbox. So
This is
that's
literally the definition of a side quest.
okay.
Like, I'm playing Diablo, I want to do my main quest, and then I talk to some villager, and the next thing I know, I'm doing some weird escort quest, and then my character's dying, and I'm losing some of my stuff. But I like the idea of a free trial,
Yeah.
but also, and having July, I again understand it's like, okay, let's get people sort of into the experience of going to see movies at Lightbox because you don't want people just going for TIFF. You want that
You want
recurring revenue,
yeah.
that engagement year round.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So then this okay, so then the individual membership thing that I mean this is good. It clearly outlines okay. At the film festival, this is what you get, and then year round. I think that's good content. You know, 20% off. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Should we go back to the other page we were at? TIFF 24 presale. So let's see if this is where I can. Oh no, this page again. This page again.
So if you click TIFF24 presale off the Get Membership page, you go right back to our key
The
dates and ticket
key
information.
dates, which basically sends me in another tizzy.
Yeah.
Of like, because I thought that that pre-sales might have that visa thing we were talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. 20% off year round. What's happening? It's just going to anchor me down to what? Oh, I'm going to Ticketmaster apparently. Oh,
You are in the
interesting.
TIFF Ticketmaster experience now.
What? I'm don't really. I don't know what to think of this.
While you're having your quandary, a brief oral history. In the olden days, you used to literally use paper and pen to select your films and drop them off in an envelope, and humans would then open those envelopes and confirm if you could or could not go to that film based on how many seats were available. And then you would go line up to find out how many tickets you got.
Yes, I do kind of remember this. Yes.
And then when they first went online, it was this sort of, I think, called Max Web experience that wasn't great. I'm just going to say that. And I say a few years ago, but who knows, it could be more than just under a decade now. A classic Faustian deal with Ticketmaster came about, and now the whole ticket purchasing process
Is
is
through
through
Ticketmaster.
Ticketmaster, including the membership purchase. So you're ejected, birthed, if you will, into this different experience that is built for selling individual tickets to individual
Concerts,
concerts. But they also sell memberships through this. They also sell the packages through this. So it feels off from the jump because your body and your mind knows it's Ticketmaster.
I want to know what's $944.
But the way it behaves, it's been adjusted, perverted, if you
Yes.
will.
Yeah. No, Ticketmaster just went, "Oh, we can do that for you. Yeah, we'll make it work for you guys." But yeah, totally. It's like
But they
not.
didn't.
And
Ticketmaster
also,
didn't do.
are we going to talk about Ticketmaster? Because I have a lot of things we can talk about.
Child, the ghetto.
Should we?
I'm gonna say this is the one area where I
No
100%.
seat selected. What?
I pity
What?
them because I believe that
Why would you
Ticketmaster
do
told them a lot of nonsense to get them
that?
into this deal, and then it's probably prohibitively expensive for them to get out of it.
This poor like email membership at tiff.net is going to get a lot of questions, I think.
I
Listeners
always thought that would be a
on.
fun, like, retirement job for me working at
Yeah.
the.
Angry people that can't buy the tickets because Ticketmaster screwed over TIFF. Okay. All right. So that was the 20% off year round, is what takes us to Ticketmaster. Okay. Wait. Can I go back to this free trial? What happens if I want to do the free trial? Start my free. Is that going to, that's going to take me to Ticketmaster too, right? Let's see. Yep. Oh, no. Yeah. And then I have to sign in to Ticketmaster. Oh, God. To do that.
And I don't even know what
Can
you
I?
have to do to cancel your free membership.
Let's do it. Should we? Let's get a
If
free
you want to sign
membership.
up for a free
Let's
trial
do it.
membership that's only good for like
Let's check
eight more
out. Yeah,
days,
let's check out. Let's do it.
you check in with your information, not mine.
Sign into TIFF. But wait, powered by Ticketmaster. Wait, am I signing into TIFF or Ticketmaster?
I believe I signed into it with my Ticketmaster email.
But it says sign into TIFF. It's such a like small thing, but just sign into Ticketmaster for, and then it's like powered by Ticket. Sign into TIFF powered by Ticketmaster. No, sign into Ticketmaster, and then for TIFF. Tickets, right?
I
Like
don't know.
it's reversed.
If you know your Ticketmaster, log in.
No, but I'm saying like it says sign into TIFF.
It does.
So like if I'm a TIFF member, I'm gonna be like, so is this my TIFF? Like, right? It's confusing.
It is.
Anyway, okay. So I'm not gonna buy it because that's just, you just turned me off. And like you said, I only have 8 days left, so and then this 20% membership's gonna go the same place. Yeah, Ticketmaster. Okay. Well, yeah, I think this Ticketmaster thing is really going to cause a lot of, it's going to be a little bit bollocks, but can I, oh, so because it's Ticketmaster, can I like, you know, if you buy a concert ticket, you can like send it to a friend and share it with like pass it over to a friend. Can I do that with my TIFF stuff now too?
I think so.
So I
I've
could pass a
never done
movie.
that.
I don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
We don't know yet, but we can't do anything yet
We
because
don't
we can't
know.
buy it. Yeah.
But I'd say that's enough for today. First podcast in like, I don't know, what, a smooth 2 years plus a pandemonium
But wait, can we
listeners?
log in just before?
Yeah.
Can we log in with your, can we log into the tip site?
You want me to log into my membership so you can see? Okay.
Like, what do you see differently if you're logged in?
All right, let's try it. But I have to go into that ticket experience, right?
No. We just go like into this site, into the tip site.
I don't know if I can even log in here anymore.
Oh my God, what? How do you, can you not log into? How do you? If you're a member, why can't you log in? Well, we found a new thing.
You tell me where I could log in.
I
I think the
don't
only place I can log
know.
in now is Ticketmaster.
Oh my God. And it says like, and you're logging to TIFF. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, no, there's no, there used to be.
Like, can you do anything on the website if you're a member
Not really.
differently?
Not
Okay.
really.
Because generally, if I'm a member of a website, there's usually a login somewhere,
No, it's only on the Ticketmaster side.
so there's nowhere for you to log in.
Nope.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Well, that seems like a good place to end
Yep. You know what? We're drinking some strong beers now, listener. I'm gonna say another time, and maybe one day when we're both not working anymore, I'll actually make Lindsay buy a membership, sponsor it myself, and see if he can like figure out how to buy tickets on our own. But I think that's good enough for now. Overall, there've been improvements since the last time we did this,
I think so. I think
but
so.
there's still a lot of
There's a few
like
things.
hard blockers for anybody new.
But can I just say that, like, also, oh, you stopped it.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't know.
Yeah, go ahead.
That also, like, I get this shit is hard. Like, it's you can't make everything perfect and everything great, right? So if they've done some things right this year, let's like that's you know,
Yeah,
like
no.
it you can't
There you
no
go.
site is perfect, and so we're being really hard. And if we did any other website, like, don't even get me started. If we did Amazon, like, I would rip it apart. But like, you can't.
Yeah.
So anyway,
Yes. And
that's
I only feel like I can be this rough because of the thousands of dollars of my own
yeah.
that I've given this festival and honestly the free consulting through this podcast. So there you go. All right. Well, happy festival. Hope to see you online. Bye.